Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life one tale at a time. Thank you for joining me today, and if you haven't yet, go ahead and subscribe to this podcast to be sure that you never miss an episode. If you've already subscribed, thanks! Today's episode deals with a topic that we can all relate to, but not in a good way. So if you've ever felt less than at peace when seeing what someone else has and you don't, well, this episode is for you. And me. I've titled it, Envy Eats You Too. We live in a world that seems to value fame and possessions above all else. So much so that people with a lot of one or the other, or both, get put on magazine covers and TV. While that can be hard to watch, that's sometimes easier to watch than your neighbor or someone you kind of know who also appears to be doing better than you. Your car is barely holding on, but they're driving a brand new one. Your vacation is a staycation while they're jetting off to a foreign country. It's enough to make you envious, because why shouldn't that be you? Let's cut to the chase. There's nothing wrong with wanting better than you have or striving to get more than you currently have. We can look at someone else who has these things and want to be like them, but we can't do it from envy. There's a reason envy is considered one of the seven deadly sins, and that's because envy will make you do things you wouldn't otherwise do and probably know better than to actually do them. Which is why envy eats at the person who has it. As you might expect if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, this is the sort of topic that warrants one of those cautionary tales to show us, in no uncertain terms, that this is definitely not the path we want to go down. And today's story doesn't disappoint. It's from India and is titled, The Farmer and the Moneylender. There was once a farmer who suffered much at the hands of a moneylender. Good harvest or bad, the farmer was always poor, the moneylender rich. At the last, when he hadn't a farthing left, the farmer went to the moneylender's house and said, "You can't squeeze water from a stone, and, as you have nothing to get by me now, you might tell me the secret of becoming rich." "My friend," returned the moneylender piously, "riches come from Ram. Ask him." "Thank you, I will," replied the simple farmer. So he prepared 3 girdle cakes to last him on the journey and set out to find Ram. First, he met a Brahmin, and to him he gave a cake, asking him to point out the road to Ram. But the Brahmin only took the cake and went on his way without a word. Next, the farmer met a yogi, and to him he gave a cake, without receiving any help in return. At last he came upon a poor man sitting under a tree, and finding out he was hungry, the kindly farmer gave him his last cake, and, sitting down to rest beside him, entered into conversation. "And where are you going?" asked the poor man at length. "Oh, I have a long journey before me, for I am going to find Ram," replied the farmer. "I don't suppose you could tell me which way to go." "Perhaps I can," said the poor man, smiling, "for I am Ram. What do you want of me?" Then the farmer told the whole story, and Ram, taking pity on him, gave him a conch shell and showed him how to blow it in a particular way, saying, "Remember, whatever you wish for, you have only to blow the conch that way, and your wish will be fulfilled. Only, have a care of that moneylender, for even magic is not proof against his wiles." The farmer went back to his village rejoicing. In fact, the money lender noticed his high spirits at once and said to himself, "Some good fortune must have befallen the stupid fellow to make him hold his head so jauntily." Therefore, he went over to the simple farmer's house and congratulated him on his good fortune in such cunning words, pretending to have heard all about it, that before long the farmer found himself telling the whole story, all except the secret of blowing the conch, for, with all his simplicity, the farmer was not quite such a fool as to tell that. Nevertheless, the money lender determined to have the conch by hook or by crook, and, as he was villain enough not to stick at trifles, he waited for a favorable opportunity and stole the conch. But, after nearly bursting himself with blowing the conch in every conceivable way, he was obliged to give up the secret as a bad job. However, being determined to succeed, he went back to the farmer and said coolly, "Look here, I've got your conch, but I can't use it. You haven't got it, so it's clear you can't use it either. Business is at a standstill unless we make a bargain. Now, I promise to give you back your conch and never to interfere with your using it, on one condition, which is this. Whatever you get from it, I am to get double." "Never," cried the farmer. "That would be the old business all over again." "Not at all," replied the wily money lender. "You will have your share. Now, don't be a dog in the manger, for if you get all you want, what can it matter to you if I am rich or poor?" At last, though it went sorely against the grain to be of any benefit to a money lender, the farmer was forced to yield, and from that time, no matter what he gained by the power of the conch, the money lender gained double. And the knowledge that this was so preyed upon the farmer's mind day and night, so that he had no satisfaction out of anything. At last there came a very dry season, so dry that the farmer's crops withered for want of rain. Then he blew his conch and wished for a well to water them, and lo, there was the well. But the moneylender had two beautiful new wells. This was too much for any farmer to stand, and our friend brooded over it and brooded over it, till at last a bright idea came into his head. He seized the conch, blew it loudly, and cried out, "Oh, Ram, I wish to be blind of one eye." And so he was in a twinkling, but the moneylender, of course, was blind of both, and in trying to steer his way between the two new wells, he fell into one and was drowned. Now, this story shows that a farmer once got the better of a moneylender, but only by losing one of his eyes. Okay, so this is obviously not a true story, no matter what the last lines say. But there is a lot of truth in this little story. Three of them, in fact. The first one might be a little hard to stomach, but it's a truth to keep in mind anyway. Don't begrudge the fortunes of others, even if you help to gain them. We see the farmer doing this throughout the story. At the beginning of the story, he's upset and angry that he's always poor while the moneylender is always rich. Once he has the conch back, he's so upset that even with all that he now has, it bothers him that the moneylender has more. And it shows up again at the end of the story when he gets upset that the moneylender gets two new wells to his one. There's no denying that the moneylender is a rotten person and doesn't deserve these things. But that doesn't make envying him any better. The second truth is actually stated by the moneylender himself. If you get all you want, what does it matter if someone else is rich or poor? Truer words were never spoken. At this point, the farmer has the chance to get out of his misery. All he has to do is let go of his envy. The moneylender might as well have been talking to all of us too. When the opportunity to be better presents itself, be satisfied with your own good fortune. Because if you don't, you get the third truth. giving in to envy makes you do bad things, which, in the end, take from you. Now we can say that, well, at last the farmer got the better of the moneylender, but at what price? Especially when you consider that the farmer at last had a chance to really get ahead. Instead, he let envy take control, and he went downhill from there. Would you really want to lose an eye just to stop someone else from getting more than you had, if you had enough? That's not happy living. So no matter what was taken from the moneylender through envy, it took something from the farmer too. And it will take from us if we let it. Envy is a sneaky thing, isn't it? It might seem justified at first, but before you know it, it's pulling you down just as much as the person you're resenting. The farmer had a chance to change his life for the better, but he let his jealousy trip him up, and in the end, he lost too. It's a good reminder for all of us to appreciate what we have instead of worrying about what someone else has. Thanks for listening. Be sure to come back next week for another episode of Tales for Life, because there are a lot more stories out there with a lot more lessons that just might change the way you see yourself and the world. Until then, stay curious, stay thoughtful, and stay grateful.